This is WSKG News. A former regional administrator of the EPA under President Obama, Judith Enck, says the new head of the EPA, Scott Pruitt, threatened to roll back major environmental regulations. Those include climate change actions and pollution protections. In an interview with Karen DeWitt, Enck explains why she took the unprecedented step of signing onto a letter protesting Pruitt.
I signed a letter, an unprecedented letter, with close to 800 EPA former staff, mostly career civil servants, who went on record opposing the Pruitt nomination. And I think it's great that Senator Schumer and Senator Gillibrand voted against him, but he narrowly won approval.
Now, you haven't been the only one writing a letter. EPA's own employees have been protesting. They held a rally in Chicago. Should they be worried that there will be repercussions because they've been demonstrating against the person who's essentially going to be their ultimate boss?
Yeah, they're my former colleagues, in a real, they're in a really tough spot. Before I left, I spoke to all of them. And as I served as EPA administrator for about 7 years, I gave about 250 speeches, public speeches. And my speech to my colleagues during my final week at EPA was the most important, where I told them they're the firewall. They are the people who stand between really bad Trump policies and what it will do in terms of pollution levels. So they certainly need to be very respectful and very careful. But if they are asked to not enforce environmental laws or turn a blind eye to, say, drinking water pollution in a community, they need to really fight back internally and then decide what to do if they lose that internal fight.
So they do have the power as the permanent bureaucracy to slow things down. But ethically, should they?
Yeah, it's a tough choice. I don't think there's a concern about EPA slowing things down because it's a really slow agency to begin with, I have to say, even in the best of times.
It could possibly be slow, slower, right?
It could be slower. These are very thoughtful career staff who have spent their whole lives working often at EPA. So they have important decisions to make. I think if there's ever a situation where public health is compromised, either short-term or long-term, they need to fight it internally and then figure out what's the right route. I urge them to get familiar with the federal whistleblower law.
So you're saying that they could sort of internally protest what's going on?
Well, not really protest, but they can do their job, and they can enforce the laws, and they can make sure there's not funny science. Administrator Pruitt recently said one of the first things he's also going to do is review how EPA issues scientific studies. That's really worrisome, because certainly during my experience at EPA, no one messed with the scientists. There was a written scientific integrity policy that said there's no interference with the scientific process. And for this new administrator to say one of the first things he's going to do is revisit how science is done is really concerning.